I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. How to write about yourself to generate leads. Let's talk about that. So a lot of times when I review web design websites and I look at the About Me section, I see three different formats. And sometimes I see more than that, but I see three basic ones. And let's talk about each of the three different formats and which one is the best. The third one's gonna be the best. We're gonna progressively get better and better. But I wanna show you the other two models too so that you can see, you know, what you feel like your content sounds like and just kind of be familiar with the different formats. So the first format that I see for how people are writing about themselves is I accidentally became a web designer, like the accidental, whoops, look at me, here I am, I've got a web design business approach. And of course, that's the worst. Like you don't want to position yourself as if you don't know what you're doing or that it's an accident that you became a web designer, of course. But it's really tempting to. It's tempting to tell the backstory of like, hey, I was working at an RV campsite and they didn't have a website or something and I volunteered to do it and yeah, I thought it was really fun and everybody liked it. So Shazam, here I am, I made a business out of it. And so there's nothing wrong with doing that. There's nothing wrong with if that's the pattern or that's the background, but you know, save that conversation for just like an in-person, just like let's talk between ourselves kind of conversation. But when you're writing on your website, you don't really want to put it out there like that because what you really want to do is you want to instill confidence and like, hey, I've got a lot of expertise. I know what's going on. It's not an accident. I'm doing this because I'm really good at it and getting great results for people. So that kind of accidental approach is the worst. Like that, you don't want to do that format, but it's easy to slip into thinking as to why, because you know, you kind of tell the backstory. So anyway, that's number one. Number two is the kind of the online resume or the recruiter told me to do it like this format. And if you've ever like applied for a job, like at a corporate job or something, or worked with a job recruiter and they kind of helped you work on a resume, then it's easy to think, okay, well, I'll just put that stuff on the website and that's kind of, you know, people will hire me for that. And that's better than I accidentally became a web designer, but it's not really what you want for a couple reasons. A lot of times the words that you use are kind of the lingo that you and I would use if we were talking to each other about, you know, languages and platforms and, you know, PHP, CSS, React, whatever it might be, you know, just kind of the buzzwords that are kind of in our industry. And the problem with that is the business owners that you're trying to attract with who you are, they don't know that stuff. Like that's not their language. You know, they don't know what that even means a lot of times. And so, you know, that kind of goes over their heads. And then the other problem with it is people who do find you and kind of read through all that stuff are going to be like the kind of people that just want to outsource a technical thing to you. And now you're competing against all the other people that can do that technical thing. And you know, it's just not the high value type of content that you want to be creating because you're kind of just throwing yourself into the group of all the other people that can do those types of things. Now, if you're applying for a corporate job or trying to work with a recruiter, of course, keep doing it that way because that's what they want. But if you're launching your own business and you're trying to reach out to small businesses kind of in your area, you know, kind of work with, you know, just the regular business owners kind of around you, then this is not the approach that you want to take, although it is better than the accidental approach. You know, you sort of have credentials and stuff. But the best approach is actually to always be shining the attention and the spotlight on your client, even when you're writing about yourself. And so this third approach represents a shift in your mindset because the first two approaches are all about me, right? It's like, here's how I got started, here's my backstory, or here's all my credentials, here's all the tech stuff I know how to do. But the third approach is all about the client and how you're uniquely positioned to help them achieve the goals that they want. So you're not really writing about yourself. You're writing about the client. And then you're saying the reason that I'm writing about what you want is because I'm uniquely positioned to help you get those outcomes. And so that's the overall idea. In order to pull that off though, you kind of need to know three things. You need to know who you're writing to. You need to know what problems they have. And you need to know what outcomes they're really looking for. So if you're sitting down to write and you feel like you've got writer's block and you just don't know what to say, and all you can come up with is, let's grow your business, or let me show you how to scale, or let's get you some leads, or, you know, something that's just really generic and bland and doesn't really mean anything, then the problem is you probably have an audience that's too big, right? There's just, you haven't scoped down at all. You're just trying to talk to everybody all at the same time. And that's why you can't say anything, because different people want different kinds of things, and different people use different types of words to even talk about their leads. Like if you're working with doctors and stuff, they don't really talk about leads. They talk about patients, right? As opposed to customers. And so it's like, you need to scope it down in order to be able to get a vocabulary going so that you can actually have something to say. And so there's a couple ways to scope down. There's two big ones. Kind of the knee-jerk reaction, you know, the initial way to figure out how to scope down is just say some kind of a job title, right? Like, I build websites for doctors, or I build websites for real estate agents. You know, just kind of pick a job title and focus down on that. And then you'll be able to say what it is about you that makes you really good at building websites for real estate agents, right? So it's like, by scoping down that way, you really kind of get into the answers of, who am I talking to? What are their problems? What do they want? Because you know who you're talking to now. You're not talking to everybody. You're talking to real estate agents, for example. But there's another way. The other way is to find like a common trend or a common problem that's shared across a variety of different businesses, but they all have the same issue. Like, so for example, if you go to a website like Angie's List or Thumbtack or something like that, like one of those kind of like this online business directory websites, you'll notice that one business caters to a large number of different types of professionals, right? So it's like tree services, carpet cleaning, you know, kitchen remodeling, lawn care. It's like all different kinds of different businesses, but they all have the same problem of trying to generate local leads, you know, trying to get into the local community and kind of generate leads like that. So it's totally cool. So like when they do their marketing, they're going to say, well, we're uniquely positioned to help you generate local leads. And that, of course, then spreads across a wide variety of different types of businesses. But then you can talk about, like, if that was you wanted to focus on that problem, then you could say, well, I'm uniquely positioned to fix that problem because here, look, I've got all this experience and this is kind of my history. So all that is to say, you can focus down on a job title, or you could focus down on a particular type of business problem. But either way, by focusing down or scoping down, I think what you'll find is all of a sudden you know exactly what to say. Like, you have a lot more information that you can share about how you help people by knowing who you're talking to, by knowing what kind of problems that you're dealing with, and knowing what kind of outcomes people are going to really want from you. So when you talk about yourself that way, you're going to find that you actually generate a bunch of leads, because people are saying, wow, this person really does have the expertise and the authority and the experience to really help me kind of, you know, achieve these types of outcomes. So that's the best approach. And really, again, it really boils down to a shift in your mindset. Whereas the first two approaches, and pretty much all the common approaches to writing about me content or about us content, is to write about us. tell me about my backstory, tell me about my credentials, whatever. But the best approach is actually kind of the subtle approach of actually writing about your client, but in the context of what you can do to support them, what you can do to help. Like, what's so special about you that sets you apart from everybody else that enables you to help your client get the goals that they want? And when you write about yourself like that, you're going to find that you generate a lot of leads with that type of information. So that's kind of the whole idea. So if you want to talk more about this and kind of dive deeper into what to say on your website, I've got a ton of free content over at doublestack.net. You can check that out. Or if you want to talk kind of one-on-one, go ahead and schedule a call with me. It's doublestack.net/call. And that will pull up a calendar, and you can pick a time, and we'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes and take a deep dive into your business and see how we can start winning you some leads and kind of building up your business this year. So head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar pop up. Pick a time that works for you. Right after that, you're going to see a second page with a little bit of an application, a couple questions, just so I can learn more about you and prepare for the call and, you know, see what's on your mind and what kind of business you have and just what's going on. So fill out that application too. And we'll jump on the phone and do a deep dive into your business and figure out how to, you know, get your website performing better for you and start attracting some leads and kind of finding the types of clients you really want to work with, this high ticket, long-term kind of recurring revenue style clients. So anyway, that was awesome. If you have any questions, you know, leave a comment and let me know. I can keep an eye on this throughout the week, and look forward to talking to you. Head over to doublestack.net if you want to continue the conversation over there. All right, take care.